So we're standing where runaway slaves probably stood at one
point. Absolutely.
Local historian Matt Seafried joins me outside the Starkweather farmhouse. It's located on North Huron River Drive near Oakwood Street. A cabin that once stood about 500 feet away from the house where a black employee by the name of George McCoy lived was where some slaves found shelter before finding freedom in Canada.
We can imagine that George McCoy is connected to other people. And so he might get a notice from friends in Adrian or Detroit or Coldwater or even Indiana that some people are coming through. Keep a lookout for them.
You can find more details on the local Underground Railroad history on our website. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.